All right, I'm here today at the Idea of the Village Conference in beautiful Hobart, Oklahoma. I'm sure that there's not very many people who have said beautiful in Hobart in the same sentence. I am here today with Sean Fitzpatrick from, now you got to remind me one more time what the institution that you're
sure,
at.
Sure, sure. I'm the headmaster of Gregory the Great Academy. It's a Catholic boys boarding school in northeastern Pennsylvania, right in the Pocono Mountains.
Right in the Pocono. So that's a really beautiful country up there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we're up on a mountain. You can see for miles. It's a beautiful part of the country, for sure. Our campus is on 200 acres of land. We play rugby, we camp, we hike, we sing, we juggle, and we study a lot of the most important works of classical antiquity.
So you do manly stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've got a bushcraft program where they're learning, you know, survival techniques in the woods and how to construct simple shelters. And yeah, we do a lot of hiking, a lot of camping, a lot of outdoor activities, both athletic based and trying to get boys outside. You know, boys are living insulated lives these days, stuck on their screens, and we just try to shoot them outside. The boys at our school are not allowed to have cell phones or to access computers, so we just kind of have the opportunity to release them on our campus with proper supervision, of course, but we want them to be boys and to be able to do the things that they never thought they would do or could do, and they really love it. It's a great place.
So I'm intrigued by this with boys growing up with doing the arduous, because I don't think that society today allows them to do things that are hard that they mm-hmm. could potentially fail at.
Yep.
I think even St. Thomas Aquinas defines effeminacy as the unwilling to do the arduous for the pleasure, for not wanting to sacrifice the pleasure. Something of that nature. So I'm curious, do you see a lot of guys when they first come in, not willing to do the arduous, not willing to do the hard, but then by the end of it, this transformation?
Yeah, there's definitely, I guess I would describe it as a learning curve. We accept boys to come to our school who want to come. You know, that's kind of an important part of the application process and the picture in our determination of who comes. Boy's got to want to come. He's got to be up for those challenges and to learn how to mop floors and to study hard and to live in close quarters and a dormitory situation, to, have a very kind of regimented schedule as far as daily prayers, getting up, keeping tidy and maintaining dress code. But I guess I would say we don't see resistance, but we see a learning curve. We get boys who are coming in who haven't really had that much structure in their lives, don't have these habits yet. And so they work at it, and they very quickly see the good of it. They appreciate the order of it. They can see that, they can get a lot done in a day when they are following a schedule that makes sense and is ordered towards, productivity. And I guess I would describe it more as a learning curve rather than a kind of resistance.
Okay. So this is your first time here at Clear Creek?
It is, yes.
What were your first thoughts coming to the monastery?
That it was magnificent. It reminded me right away of the monastery at Fougambeau in France, which is not the mother house. Is that what they call it? The mother house? This is the sister house?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah,
yeah. So I've been to Fougambeau a few times, and so it immediately reminded me of that, and I was definitely taken aback at the grandeur of it, and I can't wait to come back and see... continue to follow the progress of the construction.
Yeah, it was really funny. Last year, we have a camp out here every year for some of our guys, and one of the monks said, regardless of what's happening in this world, we will be praying.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes. Right. There's some foundation, there's some solidity here. Which is really cool. So let me ask you this. There's a lot of lack of father or misunderstanding of fatherhood today, or lack thereof completely. Yeah. You deal with a lot of guys who are coming in probably that didn't have the opportunity to have a father, or maybe, I don't know, a lot of different circumstances. Talk a little bit about maybe what you consider what the role of the father in the domestic church is, and what we can do to be better.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I would say that it's important for fathers to take traditions seriously, to start traditions within their family that they design and implement that make sense for their family dynamic, for their wife, their kids, and also to follow the traditions of the church and Western culture in their family life. I mean, I guess part of the reason why what we do at St. Gregory's is effective is because boys really like ritual. They like the pageantry of things. They like a little spectacle. They like ritual, and we try to bring that to them in the chapel and in playing sports in their daily life. We have a very Benedictine model that we follow for the boys' lives, and that's something that should begin at home. The father and the mother, parents, are the primary educators, and they're the ones who should begin to foster that appetite and that appreciation for traditions, family traditions, for rituals, and know that it's something that kids really react to, that boys really respond to, and make every effort to start family traditions around the dining room table, around the fireplace, Sunday morning, what's the schedule, and stick to it, keep to it. And let its efficaciousness kind of sink in and develop and grow over time. And if fathers can give their sons a taste for that, what it does in the end is just it fosters good habits, and it encourages or introduces the concept of thinking about what you're doing and then do it well.
Yeah, and do it for a purpose.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting you were talking, you know, the Benedictine model and its Ora et Labora. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting that prayer always comes before work?
Yeah.
You know, Ora
right.
et Labora.
Yep.
Prayer
right.
and work. Not mm-hmm. work and prayer, but prayer and work.
Right. It's prioritized, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that that's another thing that fathers struggle with today is the spiritual aspect mm-hmm. of fatherhood and the priestly side of, you know, if we are the domestic church, what does a priest do but offer blessings and sacrifice?
Right.
And as, you know, fathers of the domestic church, what are we supposed to be doing but blessing our children
yeah.
and wives and the sacrificial aspect of what fatherhood is?
Yeah, and taking the meal seriously, you
yeah.
know? Like
yeah.
having real rules about the table and a real way that you do your family meals. And I don't say that like it should be this rigid affair, but just like, no, this is the method. This is the artistry. This is the ritual of how we're going to do meals in this family. And, you know, kids like that. They rely on that. It's a source of stability, affirmation, and it makes it more enjoyable.
One last question, at least, that I have right now that's coming up is outside of tradition, of developing traditions within your family. What's some advice that you see a lot of families coming in?
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the advice that, so I'm a dad, I'm going to drop my kid off to you, to your school. What advice do you have back for the dad? Because I would imagine, I haven't done this, but I would imagine this would be very tough as a father to say, okay, you are now in charge of forming my child. I've taken him up to this part. Now you are in charge of forming my child.
Right.
What yeah. do you have to say? I mean, what do you
Yeah, there's a couple things there. You know, first of all, you know, our school is not a replacement for parents. That we look at our work as carrying on the good work of parents and also to provide for young men what no family really can provide, you know, a rugby team, mm-hmm. 60 brothers living in community, a really focused, you know, 24-hour application of education, of the mind, of the body, of the soul. And it's a hard thing. I mean, I see this all the time, I suppose, when I'm talking to parents who are making this difficult decision, and it's a discernment. It's hard for parents to arrive at that place mentally where they realize they can't necessarily provide everything for their child.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. And I believe that that moment comes to every parent. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but it seems that at a certain point, part of the act of love from a parent is to let the child go, to let him pursue his needs, especially if they're needs that cannot be provided in a normal home or by certain individuals. So we see this a lot with homeschooling families. You know, there comes a point where homeschooling gets tough for a lot of moms with big families, high school age. And so it's a hard thing for parents to come into contact with that reality that they can't provide everything that they would like, obviously, to provide for their son. And we try to fulfill that that need. The other thing is sending your kid to boarding school, rather than creating distance, even though there is a physical distance there, he goes away, comes back for holidays, of course, but what we see time and again, and what we hear constantly from our parents, is that it's in sending the boy away that he starts to appreciate what he had at home. And he comes home and he's interested in doing yard work with his dad and helping mom with the dishes and reading to his siblings, and 'cause it's all new again. And so it's in sending the boy away to school, he actually ends up growing closer to his family ultimately.
Where can they find more information if they're curious and want to know what to do?
Yeah, you can check us out online, www.gregorythegreatacademy.org.
All right. Well, hey, Sean, I appreciate it. Welcome to Oklahoma. Welcome to Clear Creek. Hope you have a great stay.
I am having a great stay, and thank you so much for this interview.
Yeah, appreciate it.